Mount Airy, North Carolina is a town of about 10,000 people. If you type the name of the town into a web browser, you can find plenty of information about it, but you'll also quickly find that the town is usually known by another name. Perhaps you know why that is. I'll tell you next on The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I wasn't.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mike Cockrum lives in a town that often goes by a different name.
The connection is, you know, Andy's born and raised here. And so you get a lot of Mayberry fans come looking for Mayberry, and everybody calls us Mayberry.
He's speaking of Andy Griffith, who grew up in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And that's the town where we did this interview. But many people just refer to it as Mayberry, since that's the place Andy lived on the long-running TV show. A lot of Mount Airy wound up in the town of Mayberry on the show.
Anytime you hear him mention a street on the show, that street is somewhere here in town, here in Mount Airy. There are a lot of his people that he knew growing up here that's mentioned on the show and got characters after him. Like Andy's best friend growing up here was Emmett Forrest. You know, his name was Emmett, so he had a Emmett's Fix-It shop there on the shows.
But for a couple of decades at least, there really wasn't much of Mayberry that you could find in Mount Airy, save some of the common names. That began to change in the 1990s.
We started seeing a lot of tour buses to start with. And then the Surrey Arts Council here started the Mayberry Days. That really kicked it into high gear, and then people started coming.
And by the early 2000s, Mike had an idea about bringing more of Mount Airy's Mayberry to tourists.
The Chamber of Commerce here in town is having a business plan contest. That was about the time I was coming up with my idea, so you know, they was giving away some neat stuff to help you get started in your business and all that. So I entered my idea in the business plan.
His idea didn't win the competition, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a good idea. Because if you make a trip to this town today, well, there's a good chance you're going to see what resulted. It's quite a sight and a lot of fun. And I'll reveal it next time as we travel the countryside in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.